Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. As I mentioned earlier to start the show, we had some promising news from the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, about professional sporting events being able to potentially reopen without spectators as early as the first week of June. What does that mean for college sports? What does that mean for the Pac-12? What does that mean for USC? As I mentioned earlier, Mike Bone, the athletic director of USC, joins us now here on the Sedano Show here on 710 ESPN. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. I hope everyone at home is safe and healthy, and your extended family as well.
Well, I hope the same to you as well. It's a pleasure to be with you, and good morning.
Good morning, and thanks again for coming on. So, with Governor Newsom stating what he said yesterday about professional sports potentially reopening without spectators, has there been any discussion as to how that could affect how you guys conduct business?
Well, first of all, I think the governor and our local officials and certainly our mayor here in LA have been just wonderful partners with our institution and helping really evaluate all the different challenges associated with not only the sports side, but obviously the academic side as well. And that's encouraging for us. We enjoy their insights and their help and are most appreciative of their partnership. And so obviously last Tuesday when the CSU system announced that they were not going to have any type of on-campus academic courses, and obviously tied to three Division I football-playing institutions. And then on top of that, the announcement of possibly an extended stay period last Tuesday. That was a tough day. But since then, I think that, you know, we have so many talented people that are involved in helping us, and the Pac-12 Conference has great medicine experts and experts on their campuses associated with health and safety and testing, and it gives us promise. But obviously we do not have all the answers yet, but I think that's certainly encouraging news, and I think that just gives everybody a heightened resolve to continue to work hard and scratch at this and see if we can't all come together with the right answers to ensure that our student athletes are safe, that our faculty is safe, that our coaches are safe, officials are safe, the fans are safe, media. I mean, you think every constituent group that is involved in college football, that's what it's really all about.
No question about it. Mike Bone, the athletic director of USC, joining us here. Obviously, as you mentioned, with some of the stay-at-home orders that were discussed previously here in LA County and through really up until August, there was clearly a discussion then from a sports perspective about, well, there's no way the Pac-12 could play in 2020 and that they're going to get left behind. What would you say about those narratives that have been put out there?
Well, I think they're unfair because we're in the exact same boat as everybody from the SEC to the Big Ten to the Big 12 to the ACC and obviously the Pac-12. We're all in the same boat of trying to figure out what's best and what's right for our student athletes and our respective institutions. And I think that the best advice or thought that is important right now is let's give everybody a little bit of time. Let's be a little bit more patient. Some nice things have really come together recently. We're learning a great deal from professional sports. We're learning a great deal again from our medical experts who are helping us and are as committed as trying to help create these great games and the importance of that to our communities emotionally, financially, and all the different aspects socially that are tied to that. So I think it's just let's just push down a little bit on our patience button a little bit, and let's let it come together. It's still the middle of May, and we have great people that are working hard on it. Let's give them some time to help us come up with the right answers.
Mike Bone, athletic director, USC, with us here. Look, and I'm with you wholeheartedly. Science needs to lead the way on this. I'm 100% in your corner when it comes to this stuff. And again, I think that there should be a distinction here, Mike, between professionals, right? And in this case, amateurs, right? Who are playing under the collegiate system. Like, I don't think that the same burden even should be put on them, if you could even call it that, because I understand that sports is an escape for a lot of people, and there is plenty of incentive to want to play sports, both financially and emotionally, I think, for a lot of people in this country. But I would draw a distinction between the collegiates and the professionals. Do you feel that's a fair way to describe it?
Oh, there's no question. And you think back in April when Vice President Pence pulled together a group of college leaders to include Larry Scott from our own Pac-12 conference. And the distinction is very clear. The academic connection to higher education is different than the entertainment aspect of pro sports. It's very different. And I think that that's why our collective presidents across the country are doing a great job of communicating with each other and learning and trying to come together with a unified position that hopefully will work across the country. And I think that's why patience is important right now. And everybody wants an answer, and everybody wants to be able to plan and putting everything together. Well, I think it's just important for our poise to stay in place and, again, push the patience button often each day with the idea that we're still pedaling like heck underneath the water like a duck, of trying to keep moving, but yet we're very calm up top on the patience to ensure that we get it right.
Mike, what level of discussions has there been, whether it's internally at USC or with the Pac-12 or even in regards to the NCAA, as far as a plan for your particular conference? Like, I know that you said preach patience, and I'm with you on that, but what have the preliminary discussions at least been about a potential plan to resume athletics?
So when the day that the NCAA shut down the spring sports, the next day, the Pac-12 athletic directors got together every single morning, along with Commissioner Scott and his staff, and we got together every single morning at 8:30, and we talked about scenarios and different models, and we continue to meet. Now it's three times a week, and that type of collaboration, we share campus perspectives, we share perspectives across the country. Larry Scott is on a call with the Autonomy 5 commissioners virtually daily and communicating with that, communicating with the health professionals from the NCAA and each of our respective campuses. So the collaboration and the work is impressive. And that's why I have great optimism in allowing them to continue to do the great work that they're doing. And we continue to talk about all the different scenarios so that as things develop, hopefully we've had some thought into that and really shot holes in it to ensure that it's the right course of action to take in the event development A, B, or C comes into play.
How much time would, for example, your football team need? And maybe this is a question for Clay, but I would imagine you would be in on these conversations too. Like, how much time would they potentially need to get ready for a season? Because I know you've discussed, I know you tweeted recently about your expectation is to play that game against Alabama, but how much time would be necessary to prepare the kids?
I think in a perfect world, our coaches, again, who are an active part of that working group. So I think it's important to understand you've got athletic directors, you've got coaches, you've got doctors, you've got trainers, you've got experts associated with all the aspects of running hospitals and trying to emulate that in our training rooms and in our dorms and in our food service areas and trying to pull that together. But I think that if coaches were honest, they would say 8 weeks is an ideal amount of time. If we had to do it in seven, they could make that work, and in worst case, 6 weeks. And again, I think you have to remember our student athletes have been gone for quite some time now. So we're not aware of how they're doing, not only mentally, but how are they doing physically with their flexibility, with their rehab for many of them that have been through different type of injuries prior to this break. And we want to make sure that they're safe. And if we throw them out too quick before they're actually had the opportunity to really assimilate with their team again and to be able to work through their conditioning elements to ensure that they're ready to go before we start putting pads on.
Mike Bone, the athletic director of USC, joining us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. Mike, where are you on the potential of adding fans? I know the Dolphins have talked about, at least for the NFL, about socially distancing people, maybe only 15,000 people in a stadium that seats 65,000. Where are you on even the potential of something like that down the road?
Well, I think it's just too early to determine exactly what we're doing. I know the Dolphins were out quick, but they were out early, and that gives us an opportunity for everybody to say, okay, what parts of that plan make sense? Which ones are viable? Which ones are not? And it was nice to have that at least thought put together, but I think that's a part of that collective effort where everybody's working together and trying to look at those different models. I think in a perfect world, we'd love to have our fans there. Fans are what make the college football game the greatest game in all of sports, in my opinion. And yet we've got to ensure that they're safe, and we've got to ensure that we can create an environment for them to know that they can come to a ball game and be safe and be able to go home to their families and go to work on Monday and talk about the game. And I don't believe we have all those answers yet.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Mike Bone, USC Athletic Director with us here. Mike, you and I have never met, and I appreciate you taking the time, especially during this time where I'm sure there's a lot of requests for you to come on. I've been meaning to ask you, since this is the first time we've had you on, like, how you been? Like, how have you felt? Like, what has it been like taking over this job for you? I know that you were thrusted into a situation very early in the fall where, you know, people were, you know, not necessarily thrilled about the performance of the football team, but just how have you been able to acclimate to being the athletic director at USC?
Well, thank you for asking. I would be dishonest if I didn't tell you that it's been a roller coaster. Obviously, the timing of coming in late November, and obviously the decision with Coach Helton and all the different things associated with that. The positives, the negatives, the emotion and challenge there, the challenge of moving here. But let me tell you this, the most awesome part about it has been the incredible teamwork on campus. I mean, Carol Folt and what she's done from the president's office and pulling together an incredible new group of administrators on campus, and the way we work together and work on all the different things. It's fun to go to, you may say, boy, the athletic director goes to the president's cabinet, if you will, senior leadership team, and he likes that. You're like, yeah, I do. And in a lot of institutions, you wouldn't enjoy that. But at USC, there's a collaborative commitment to wanting to be the best. And that's our vision. If you're going to keep score of any barometer associated with intercollegiate athletics or academics, that's our goal. We want to be the best. And so when you're around people like that and then people have a collective commitment, that's exciting as heck. And that's that roller coaster I'm talking about. And then you look at what's going on with football recruiting and the assistant coaches that Clay was able to recruit in this offseason. I mean, we have a great deal of momentum. I mean, we just introduced our new swim coach on Zoom today with our team. And you know what? You may say, Mike, what are you doing? That's crazy. Well, we didn't have any other option except to do it that way. And when you see those student-athletes' faces and they get so excited about the hope and the promise of what's going on, it's just like injecting you with the most powerful energy you can have, because they see hope and they will desperately want to be together and work together and fulfill their dreams. And I think that's why I'm so excited about that experience yet here today. And so it's just a matter of trying to manage the highs and manage the lows the best you can.
You know, you could tell by the inflection in your voice that you're very genuinely excited. And by the way, I didn't mean to come out grilling you out of the gate with all these serious questions, but I think it's just, you know, we got to prioritize. Obviously, people want that kind of information first. So normally in a more relaxed, normal setting, I would have probably started our conversation with something like the question I just asked. So my apologies for coming out a little strong.
I respect that. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. You're in the same boat we are. I mean, you play a critical role in talking about the importance of sports in our community, and that's why you've got a great show and a great following, and we are thrilled that you play that role for us. And I think we want people to be informed and maybe they can push their patience button just a little bit too as things begin to come together a little bit.
I'm going to steal that, the patience button. I like that. A couple more quick questions with you about football specifically. You mentioned Clay and you mentioned the momentum in recruiting. I actually just saw on there, you know, you're in the top five, I believe, in the ESPN list and basically top five everywhere, which is more the norm with where USC has been historically. Do you feel almost a sense of validation? Now, granted, it's still a long way to go, and you got to put the product on the field, and you got to win games because that matters the most. But is there at least a little sense of validation about keeping Clay aboard with what you're seeing right now with that momentum you referred to?
Well, you know, I think it's important to keep it all in context. I mean, you think about continuity, and what's the value in continuity? I mean, how long have you had your show here in Los Angeles?
4 years.
Okay, for 4 years. So I'm going to guess that your ratings are better now after 4 years. Your advertising support's better than in 4 years. The confidence that you have and the collaboration you have with all the people that make that happen, with your ESPN connections nationally, maybe even globally, are better than it was 4 years ago. And I think that you think of continuity and obviously not only the financial aspects of COVID and all the things that we're entering into now, you begin to understand, boy, we're lucky we have Clay Helton as our coach, and we're thrilled we have him as our coach, and the staff he's brought in to provide an injection of energy and experience that is paying off in recruiting. And then you add in our commitment to our recruiting staff, and I think people are seeing our commitment to football is all in. And we're going to do everything we can to meet the expectations of our fans, of our community, of our local media. And we're up to that, and that's why we came to USC. We want to compete with the highest level and aspire to meet those expectations with everything we've got.
Yeah, look, there's no question you guys as a program never duck anyone, right? Like, I think that that is absolutely the case. And by the way, I also think that it's important for USC to be great, particularly at football, because it changes the dynamics of the way the West is viewed as an entire region, to be honest with you. Like, I honestly think that your school is the most important. Have you gotten that sense? Like, just, I mean, being someone who's already been involved in the game, but having been there, do you understand that sense a little better maybe now?
Oh, no question about it. And my peers in the league talk about it all the time. They're like, Mike, USC's got to get this done. USC's got to be USC and carry the torch for us. That's why I like to talk about our really goal is to reclaim the torch. Let's grab that torch. Let's be the torch bearer associated with the Pac-12 that everybody understands brings national prominence to the whole league.
And lastly, scheduling. I saw yesterday that you guys added Ole Miss. Now, granted, it's 2025 and 2026, but there's already plenty of talk of Lane Kiffin returning to the Coliseum to play you guys. What went into that particular scheduling discussion and that particular scheduling decision?
I think when I first arrived, I talked about the importance of listening, learning, and then leading. And we listened to our fans very early with their disgust over the UC Davis game, and nothing against the wonderful UC Davis program. Their athletic director's respected colleague, and Dan Hawkins is their fine coach. But we heard them. And so obviously we made that adjustment quickly, and we heard them that they wanted to play better non-conference games. They recognize that we're playing in college football's best facility, and we're so appreciative of our donors and leaders that helped renovate the Coliseum to make it exactly that. So you know what? We wanted to bring in good talent and good games, and we think the SEC matchup is good for our fans. It's good for our football program to be in that part of the country, and we like it. And Lane's their coach, and that's a unique element as well, so why not?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Mike. Thank you so much for coming on. Please stay safe, stay healthy, and of course, hopefully we will catch up again real, real soon. Thanks again for hanging out with us today.
No, it's a pleasure. Don't you ever hesitate. I'm happy to be with you, and all the best to you and your family and those listening, and to stay safe, and let's all do our part to hopefully keep this thing moving in the right direction, and as always, fight on.
You got it, man. Take care. There he is. Back at you. USC AD Mike Bone with us here. That was fun.